United Nations Radio presents The UN Story. In this series of programs, United Nations Radio brings you the authentic, transcribed account of the work of the UN, a report of achievement in many fields, The UN Story. Today's true story is about the birth of a baby.
My name is Raja. For 22 years, I have lived in the village of Hammam in Syria. I have been schooled in the ancient arts of my Arab people. And like many of my people, I have been schooled in the modern ways of life, too. 2 years ago, I traveled north, 50 miles within the site of Damascus, and learned how to help bring children into this world. I thought that it would be difficult, but learning how to help others is an easy task. It is the helping itself that is the difficult thing.
Go away, young woman. We do not wish your help.
It is not always so. Sometimes the nomads who wander through the desert listen to my talk. Their wives welcome me, knowing that I may make their childbearing less difficult, knowing that their babies will have a greater chance to live and grow and be healthy and strong. But sometimes there is the stone wall of fear.
We did not ask you to come to our home.
I have talked, sir, with the Malik al-Ard, your landlord, and the Mukhtar, the mayor. He tells me that your wife expects a child.
That is true.
I come from the clinic not far away. I come to give her help.
Help? It is woman's role to bear a child. She needs no help.
Yes, it is woman's role. But do you want a fine, strong child?
What man does not?
There are ways of making this so. May I talk with your woman, sir?
Why?
I am not a stranger. I was born not 10 miles from here. You can trust me. I wish to help your wife. He motioned with his hand to the door of the mud hut. I walked outside. A small stream bubbled over the stony ground. To the left, a field of maize stretched endless. A group of men stood in a circle, swinging big curved sticks, beating the grain from a pile of maize pods, lapping about their bare feet. The woman, pregnant, raised her body from the stream where she had been washing and came toward me.
Sabah al-Khair. I have not seen you before.
My name is Raja Hosni.
The Natur, the village watchman, has told me of you.
Oh?
He says that a woman with a small case with strange letters on it walks among the villagers.
The watchman is the one who always knows of news. I have come to help you with this case.
Oh, the sun is still warm. We will go inside and talk.
She was a beautiful woman, with deep eyes and a faraway look, as if she had seen many things in her young years, neither approving nor disapproving them. Her name was Zubeda, and she had borne 3 male children. 2 had died in infancy. The one who lived was a healthy man of 8. She walked into the hut with the heavy walk of child carrying, and she lovingly shooed her son away.
Now we can talk. The young one makes much noise.
You expect your child in 3 months?
How do you know?
I am trained to know such things. I am a midwife.
I have heard of such. I have heard that people such as you come at that time.
I bring my case. Clean towels, such as these. A sheet for you to lie upon.
Such stuff one makes clothes from. My husband would never hear of such a thing.
I will talk to your husband and explain to him.
He would not listen. I have borne 3 children. 1 is alive. I am blessed.
And what do you want of your coming child?
That I cannot think about. With my firstborn, I had many dreams. I wanted a son. I wanted him to grow strong like the maize in the field. My son died. Now, I do not dream.
It is nice to dream. There is no way that one can predict the will of Allah. He gives life, and he can also take it away. But this case, can help your child. It can give him a chance, if you will let it.
I would like to lie at the fine store. I would like you with me here when the baby comes. You have kind eyes. But my husband must say yes or no.
He was not an unkind man. He had lived many years wandering the desert with his flocks, making homes wherever the grass grew green, and then moving on. He had only started to put down roots in this simple village with its single well and the dust drifting down on the wind that always blew. He did not know the way of the world now because no one had told him. And so he said,
"My wife shall bear my child, as my mother bore me. I do not mean to be unkind, but we have no need for you here. We shall see that our child is born."
I traveled from hut to hut that day, and the answer was always the same. The villagers were kind to me, but firm. They had no need for my services. You see why I said the helping is difficult. When one has been used to doing a thing for centuries, the habit is strong. It is not easily broken. Even if it meant death for mothers and their children, it was the will of Allah. I went back to the clinic that night and my solitary room. I was tired, and a sense of guilt was about me. It was I who had failed, not the woman with the beautiful face or the man who was firm in his customs. I had failed. I sat at the small white table, my head in my arms, wondering why all this had to be.
A difficult day, Raja?
Oh, Dr. Kutsi.
You are tired. We will forget the reports tonight.
My mind is tired because it cannot understand.
Mm-hmm. Another refusal?
Some days I feel happy my people will accept my knowledge. Other days...
You must learn patience, Raja. I know. I have traveled many places. In the green valleys of Haiti, in the mountains of Mexico, on the deserts of Afghanistan. It is the same there. We set up a clinic. We give instruction to the Khaza woman. But that is only the start. It is the people who must accept us. That is not so easy.
Why? Why?
You do not have to ask that question, Raja. You are an Arab. You know.
Yes.
Well, one plants a palm tree in the desert. It grows slowly, spreading out its roots. The growth can never happen overnight. The sun must shine. It must drink water from the earth. Only then can it grow slowly. Our knowledge is the same. People are like that tree. We cannot make them grow. They must do it of their own accord.
You are kind, Doctor. Yes, I will be patient.
Go to bed now. It will be an early morning. We must travel to El Com.
Thank you, Doctor. But sleep would not come. I lay staring at the clean white walls and remembering the kind eyes of the woman Zubeda. She would have her baby in the old accustomed way on the floor of her hut. No, sleep, I thought, would never come. It startled me. I got up and moved toward the door. Why are so many babies born by the dark of the night?
You must come with me. It is urgent, ma'am.
It was Fauzi, the husband of Zubeda, the man who needed no help.
A baby comes. There is trouble.
His eyes were on fire. There was a hushed fear about his voice.
There is no time to waste. There is great trouble.
Fauzi, your wife is not due for 3 months. I saw her this afternoon. She was perfectly all right.
You must come with me.
A baby is not due in your village for a month now. You are sure?
A baby comes. Hurry, please.
At that moment, I doubted Fauzi. He had told me this afternoon he had no need for my services. It was some kind of a supreme joke played in revenge. Only a moment, that thought wandered about my mind, and then I went with him, in a small cart bumping along the dark, rutted road. His wife was ill. He wanted me to help. And I was happy. I forgot about the sad mood of the evening. He wanted me to help. It was a journey of 7 miles. He was silent most of the way, the silence of urgency. When we arrived at his hut, I stepped down and walked toward the door.
No, no, please, this way. Follow me.
He motioned to the shed at the rear of the mud hut, and I wondered what cruelty had prompted him to place his wife in a shed made for animals. At that moment, I hated Fauzi.
Hurry, please.
He opened the door of the shed. I looked in. There was no light. The warm, sweet smell of sleeping animals was all about me.
There. There she is. You must help.
She lay there, on her side, in pain. Her eyes were closed against the heart that filled her body, and her breathing was short, swift, and shallow. And suddenly, I had a wild desire to laugh. I, who had spent 2 years learning the structure of the human body, learning the intricate mechanism of birth, had been brought in the dark of night to deliver a calf.
It has been since morning like this. She cannot make the calf come. You must listen to me. She is my only cow. She is life itself to me. I pay much money for her. She cannot die. Please, if there is anything you can do, please.
And then I rolled up my sleeves and went to work. It was a beautiful calf, long-legged, light brown, wobbly as she tried to stand on her wet little hooves. The mother washed her with her tongue and nuzzled her close so she could drink. There was no more pain. Mother and daughter were doing well. Once more, the wonder of birth filled the shed.
It is done.
Zubeda, you do not belong here.
I wanted to see it with my own eyes.
It is done.
The cow was in pain. She would have died.
Yes.
The calf could never have been born without you.
The will of Allah is good.
And you are good.
3 months later, I delivered Zubeda of a healthy boy child. He was a beautiful child and would grow strong and healthy as the field of maize, because fear was gone from that village and would never return. There were other villages, other fears, but I could face them now. A little calf in the dark of the night had seen to that.
To the thatched huts and baked mud houses in rural areas of 4 continents, the woman with an aluminum case marked UNICEF will take modern methods of child care and childbirth to mothers who have never seen a doctor or nurse. UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund, and WHO, the World Health Organization, have collaborated in helping governments train and equip more midwives as one step in expanding the mother and child welfare services. Clinics are springing up in areas once devoid of any knowledge of medicine to help such persons as Fauzi, Zubeda, and their newborn son. The UN story you have just heard is true. It is an example of the work of the United Nations and its specialized agencies, which goes on day after day in many countries all over the world, improving standards of life and social progress. The UN story is produced and transcribed by the international staff of United Nations Radio.